Very, very busy day of racing. Should be a great day of racing. No big shock here, Glenn. It's crystal clear blue skies, top of 31, track good.
Yeah, well, there was actually some clouds came over yesterday.
Come on, surely not.
Yeah, and for a while there, and just got back to being a normal day.
I know this is a horse that Ronnie Dovsey just wants to pot, but American Pharaoh, you had to see this to believe it this morning. The Triple Crown winner came back, Group 1 action, the Haskell Invitational at Monmouth Park in New Jersey. And if you didn't see it, Dino, did you see it? Just absolutely superb performance.
Yes, I did. He was outstanding. He just never got out of second gear, really.
No.
Cruised along.
It was the commentator sort of said, now he extends and puts him into the ground or whatever he said, but he didn't really extend at all. Ronnie, it was quite freakish. He goes all right.
No, you know, he's a superstar. You know, I'm not potting the horse. I just don't. American racing doesn't turn me on, doesn't excite me. That's my point. But he is a. It's impossible to pot a horse like him. He's a Triple Crown winner. He won with such consummate ease this morning.
Yeah.
He just sat up in the last 600 metres. I don't know the opposition, but you know, it's probably the best they got around there at the moment. So he's it was pretty to watch.
I guess it would be the best opposition willing to take him on, you know.
Right. Exactly right. You know, like he's a dominant horse.
Yeah, it was the eighth win in the race for Bob Baffert, the trainer, as well. It was a $1.7 million race, so it was nothing to be sneezed at. Is he going to stand down here, Ronnie?
Oh, yeah, I think Coolmore have got a piece of him, haven't they? So yeah, I'd suggest he's on the cards. He'd be on the radar to shuttle to Australia for sure.
All right, we're going to be taking your calls on 13 53 53. Glenn, with that glare on that screen, John, I'm going to need a bit of help too, mate. Yeah, Mick joins us. G'day, Mick.
How you going, Terry?
Yeah, really good, Mick.
Thanks very much for the $50 to yourself and to Sky Sports Radio. I couldn't win an argument lately, but that was like a winner to me. So
good luck to you, Mick.
The good horses come back. I might put on Petrology next time. So
all right. Well, I've got a good home, because when I got in the cab at 3:30 a.m. this morning, there was $20 on the floor.
Oh, and what did you do?
Put it in my pocket.
Give it to the driver.
I gave it to the driver.
And still use the cab charge for the cab ride.
I gave it to the driver because I believe in karma. So Mick, hopefully I get some good luck today, later on today.
But do you know if Hugh Bowman's got a good mount in the cup today?
Yes,
he's riding the favourite, actually, Mick. He's riding Light in the Night, formerly trained by John O'Shea. Owned by a couple of high-profile identities up here in Darwin. Mick Burns, the Crocodile Man. Mick there. Also, Viv Oldfield from Alice Springs. Viv was the part owner of Seamus Award to win the Cox Plate last year. And also the Chief Minister, Mr. Giles, is in the ownership of Light in the Night. So very, very high-profile owners.
Used to be owned by Champion Thoroughbreds. Had a crack at the
Cup. The Tab Rewards were in the
So, Mick, having a chat with ownership. Huey regarding the horse last night, or late yesterday afternoon, he said, look, it had a crack last year, but the big difference is it's been up here for a full year. And I think that makes a difference in Darwin as well, Glenn.
Mm.
It's had that Darwin preparation. It's no afterthought. It's used to the conditions. So keep an eye on Light in the Night. I think it'll be around that $3 mark.
No, $2.60 actually at the moment. Well, the second favourite, Whistle Stop.
I like the $3 better.
Well, it was yesterday, because Whistle Stop was in the race yesterday, and actually Whistle Stop came out around about 5:30 yesterday afternoon in the middle of the Calcutta at the RSL Club. There was quite a bit of a consternation when they were just getting the Calcutta underway, and they'd actually sold a couple of horses. And Andrew O'Toole, who will come on a little bit later with us this morning, who's the head racing guy up here in the Territory, informed everyone that Whistle Stop was out. So Light in the Night tightened up into the $2.60 chance it is now. Raw Request, second pick, $5.50. Poste de France is an $8.50 chance, and The Ruffian at $9.50. And Gris Caro, the next pick, at $10.
Thanks very much for that. Good on you, Mick. Nice to ring. $50 tab voucher up for grabs for our best caller today. Mick won't be winning. Because he won last week, that's all. We're going to make sure we share it around, and we've got plenty of new callers joining us, including Peter. Hi, Peter.
Oh, g'day, TK. I got a question for Dino.
Yep.
Firstly, Dino, really enjoy your commentary week in, week out. Very helpful to us people out there. It's very, very, very good for us.
That's good to know.
Who would you like the voucher to go to, Dino?
Oh, I think we've got the favourite online at the moment.
Yeah,
I'm out of joking.
Dino, I just happened to catch the last race at Horsham yesterday, and I don't know if you saw it yourself. It looked like there was a fairly impressive win there by a bare 7.5 length.
Yeah, it's improved a lot, that horse, Albertino. I don't think it was much of a race, but it absolutely towed them. So it was a good winner. I think the second last winner is the better horse at the meeting, a horse of Darren Weir's called Real Messy. I think it won by nearly five, and it actually might be a pretty good stayer in the making.
Looked very impressive, I'd have to agree. Yeah, yeah. No, the last winner winning by that much looked very, very, very good, I thought.
But, absolutely.
We can only hope so.
Good on you, Pete. We'll make sure you follow those couple. We'll keep you in the draw for the $50 voucher, courtesy of fab.com.au. Up to another, Peter, but this one is from beautiful Coffs Harbour, where the Coffs Harbour Cup will be. And Glenn will be, if he's still alive, Glenn will be making his way to Coffs Harbour later on this week.
Wednesday morning, actually, TK, at 7 a.m.
How you go? Hello, Peter.
How is?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, it is a beautiful day up this way. Just a few things I'd like to talk to you about. If you get a chance, you might remember I rang you a couple of weeks ago and I suggested have a look at Luke Dittman, how he's riding.
Luke, yes.
Luke rode an absolute cracker on a horse called Shot Over River. If you get to see the ride, it was an amazing, absolutely good. Fantastic. You know, the likes of Yui Bonin and Jimmy Cassidy would be proud.
Good.
Yeah, and Luke actually won the Jockey's Premiership at the Gold Coast, and he was leading into the last day, and he actually went to the Sunshine Coast and rode on that day, but still managed to hold on to win the Premiership, and that's his first Premiership on his home track there at the Gold Coast, so he's a Premiership winner.
I saw that ride. It was an absolute pearler, the way he weaved through. He's been a quiet achiever. He's worked hard at it, Luke.
He's no spring. I mean, no, he hasn't come onto the scene.
No, look, he's worked hard at his trade. He's a tall boy. He's travelled. He's travelled and learnt different things. And I think he's getting, it's paying dividends now. He's getting a better class of ride, and he's seizing the opportunity. There's no doubt. He's a slow maturer, but he's getting dividends, and I think he will continue to.
Yeah, and he's had to carry that, you know, weight on the shoulders as being the son of the enforcer. So, no, good luck to him. We wish him all the very best. Good on you, Pete. Yes, you did tell us that Luke was riding well. Let's go to Moose. G'day, Moose.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Emerald Beach.
I'm in Coffs at the moment, so looking forward to the Cup on Thursday.
Good stuff.
I'll meet you at the Pier Hotel Wednesday night.
All right, that's fine, mate. We'll have a few schooners, eh?
Oh, yeah, 7 alight for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Just a couple of things. My first thing is that I listened to the race this morning, the American Pharaoh.
Yes.
What's the go with American race callers? They are absolutely terrible.
We're seriously blessed, mate. That's the good thing, Moose. We are blessed right around the country, I reckon.
Our callers are so much better. While I was listening to it driving to work, I was cringing. Like, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And the second thing, I know there's a lot of female jocks getting around now, but I've always thought, why isn't there more, given they wouldn't have to cut the weight because they're smaller, their frames are smaller? Do you think we're going to see more and more and more? Or is it just something that they're just not interested in? Or what's the go there?
Well, there's a lot more women riding in the country, and you'll get to some meetings, there's more women jockeys than there are men jockeys.
There'll be a lot here today.
There's a lot of, you know, ladies riding, Jackie Berryman, Felicia Bergstrom, Vanessa Arnott. There's three just straight off the top of my head that'll be here today. But in New Zealand, I think you find, they're a lot more prevalent in New Zealand.
So the answer, Moose, is yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. As nutrition's better and the blokes are getting bigger. I mean, we're talking about Stephen Brown Jr. here riding three winners on the weekend. And as Glenn mentioned, he's 6'2". Well, he's 15 years of age, but, you know, you don't have to think he's not going to be able to keep making the weight, wouldn't you? Let's keep taking calls. Thanks. We've had one from Coffs. We've had one from Emerald Beach. And Terry joins us. Hi, Terry.
Yeah, mate. How are you?
Ah, terrific, Terry.
That's great. Great program you've got there. I'd just like to mention, Darren Weir, you never hear much of him on your station. What a great trainer. 397, I think he got for the season.
Well, he's the leading trainer in the country, isn't he?
Well, that's just
true. The entire country, yeah.
But you've never mentioned him much. But, I mean, he's a great trainer.
That's that Dino. Dino, you love
298.
Him.
298. Yes, I've got horses with him.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
He's a legend.
Yep.
Now, I think David Hayes trained 304, didn't he?
I'll take your word for it, yeah.
I think his father trained 142, I think. But that's going back when there wasn't races every day of the week.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all great trainers. So you're a big fan. Well, I think everyone around the country's a big fan of Darren Weir.
I'm not. He trains too many winners.
apart from tab.com.au. Good on you, Terry. You go into the draw for the $50 voucher courtesy of tab.com.au. I guess one of the topics of conversation, and Dino, I'm pretty sure it's today, the results of that show cause for Mark Cavanagh, Denny O'Brien, and Peter Moody is handed down. So they'll find out today whether they've got to be stood down until this hearing.
Yeah, 3 o'clock I think it is.
3 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Peter Moody's actually up here.
Yes.
He was quite relaxed. He was having a good time at the ball on Saturday night, and he's coming here to the races today. I guess he'll just have his legal rep there.
That's it. Yeah. Well, I think he was flying up there last Wednesday, and he had to obviously stay back for the show cause day, and we'll see what happens this afternoon.
And I know they rang in the club and said, "I guess you're not coming." He said, "Bull."
It's his last chance to get away before the carnival.
He said, "Bull." I'm coming, but my thing is here, and I hope they're not stood down, but how many horses will Darren Weir end up with if Mark Cavanagh loses his horses, Danny O'Brien loses his horses, and Peter Moody loses his horses?
Well, that's very true.
You know, he'll have 1,000 horses in work.
Yeah. Here's some stats on Darren Weir. I read this the other day on Twitter. Brian Martin posted this. In 2001, he trained 63 winners. In 2005, 2006, 127. 2010, 2011, 136. And last year, 298. So that is a phenomenal effort in a 15-year period. He's averaged 133 winners.
Mm.
He's trained nearly 2,000 winners in 15 years.
And getting better proves, doesn't it? Getting better every year. We do thank you. Taking your calls on 13 53 53. I'll get to some of the tweets as well at 0419 767 272. Hello, Peter.
Yeah, sorry, boys. I just had a couple of other things to mention to you earlier. This one's for Munns, actually.
Yes, mate.
Fixed price betting's been in some time now, and I just use the telephone and ring up 30 seconds before they jump. Just a gripe of mine is, and I pity the poor girls that have to do this, is repeatedly say refunds and deductions apply and go through a long-winded speech after I try and get on. I really don't want to be sitting there anymore knowing and being conditioned to know that is the rules. So just wondering whether to make it easier for the girls in the TAB to not have to have them say that every time anymore.
Well, mate, I think it's a matter of if you don't say it,
it'd be law.
There'd be a requirement there that you have to inform people of the conditions that they're betting under.
Yep. Anything else, Pete?
Yeah, just a couple of other things.
If you've got a smartphone, just use your thumbs.
Yeah, just bet through the app.
Bet through the app on your phone. I wouldn't mind seeing the Telegraph printing speed maps now for local, races. I see in the TAB, for instance, they've got access to the speed maps.
Well, mate, it also depends whose speed maps, and, there's two no better judges than the other two guys that are on this show, Dean Lester and Ronnie Duffersey. Speed maps, boys, are only someone's opinion. You could have a completely different opinion how a race was going to be run than what the speed map tells you, won't you?
Absolutely.
I just think it gives the punter a guide on. Yeah. You know, we've just gone through a period of wet tracks and leader bias tracks because of those wet tracks. And it gives us an idea. It's pretty hard to tell and know every horse's speed out of the barrier. It'd be nice if you know that a horse is going to jump and run or one that's going to go back. It's only two equations. So it is handy to know for betting for those reasons.
Good on you, Pete. They'll be listening, the boys at the Telegraph. I'm sure Ray will be nice and refreshed after his little honeymoon break. He'll be taking that all on board. Good on you, Pete. You go into the draw. We keep taking calls on 13 53 53 0419 767 272. TK and Glenn Munsey, we are trackside at Fenny Bay. We've got Ronnie Duffersey back in Sydney. Nice to have him on board. And Dean Lester, holding up the fort down in Melbourne. Short break, then hopefully chatting with Stephen Brown Sr., who's got a big day here in Darwin.
Beautiful Coffs Harbour is in the spotlight with their annual Cup Carnival. This Wednesday's Sportsman Race Day and Coffs Harbour Cup Day Thursday will supply some thrilling action. Form analyst Gary Cleese and race caller Anthony Collins will have everything covered on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
When your multi is going well, sometimes you wish you could just take the money and run. Well, now, you can eject on your multi with Tabs Cash Out. It's not a decision I take lightly. But when I do, it's an amazing feeling to land with that cash in my hand. Eject on your multi with Tab's Cash Out. Available at your local Tab, tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
You're listening to Punters Postmortem. Have your say. Call us on 13 53 53, SMS 0419 767 272 or send us a tweet at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Well, he would have been a proud dad. He's also a very proud Territorian and also has a stable in Melbourne, as we know. He's a leading horseman. I'm talking about Stephen Brown Sr. joins us on the line. G'day, g'day Stephen.
How are you, fellas? What's going on?
Yeah, very, very well, mate. Nice of you to have us up in your territory, but can I just say you must have been pretty proud with your son on the weekend with the three winners, two for you, and also another second placing.
Yeah, I was pretty proud, TK. You know, I was a bit cranky. I was watching my horse, and all of a sudden he's lobbed on the scene, and Huey nearly fell off, I think, when he seen him.
That's a bit of karma working there, Stephen.
Yeah, no, I was really proud of him. He's doing a good job because he's a really tall boy. You know, he's nearly 6 foot two. And, you know, he's going to struggle a bit with his weight later on, but he's doing a good job at the moment. And, you know, they do a terrific job in Victoria with the kids, you know.
Yeah, Stephen, you gave him a little bit of a serve on Saturday with one of your horses that he went toe-to-toe with Huey, and he pulled the stick on it just before the corner, and that made him wobble round the bend and may have cost him the race. But he just, you know, shrugged it off, came out later in that race and rode that winner and beat your horse and Huey on it a little bit later on.
Yeah, that's right. I did give him a bit of a spray. I reckon he had just about had Huey beat. He was sitting outside him. He had to pull in the weights with the 4 kilos. But, you know, he's a very good jockey. He's one of the best jockeys in Australia, and hopefully he can learn off that, you know. Yeah.
Steve, now you've got the stable up and running in Melbourne. Do you keep the Darwin stable going to, you know, the whole season?
Look, we've thrown it about. It's costing us a bit of money, and, you know, Chris Nash and my daughter, Alana, his partner, look after the horses up here, and they want to really probably move to Melbourne. So I think we're gonna close the stable up here, but we'll still fun up at carnival time next year. You know, we want to continue the carnivals.
Good stuff.
So we've been in discussions with the turf club, and you know, said that they'll look after stable wise. So I think we'll go that way.
So Gay Waterhouse told us that you're looking after Travolta up there. Do you charge her the Melbourne rates or the Darwin
Melbourne.
Rates?
Melbourne. Sydney, make it Sydney rates.
Should be double Melbourne and Darwin with the cost of feed, I tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not cheap.
That's a good point. But so Travolta, how's he done?
Yeah, really good. Really good. He's a great big horse. He's done really well. He's had a start on the track. He's loving the beach work and the hot weather, walking around in the sandboxes. So, yeah. And I'll just put him in the roll before we waste him a minute ago, and he's having a good run around the roll, so he's feeling good.
Good.
Stephen, I heard you in an interview on Friday on Brisbane Radio say that probably one of the ones that couldn't win today is Signal Fire, which is a horse I part own with you. Is there any update in the 3 days of our chances improved?
Oh, they're flying machines in that, Dean. I tell you, I just wish that we had a drawn inside, you know, because he's always a good little horse. He's been a good little horse for you and us.
Yes.
You know, but if he draws in and gets to the fence in front, I think he just runs on fear, thinking something's going to run over the top of him, but
I hope he's horribly frightened this afternoon.
You know, not the same horse.
Yeah.
So, you know, I said to Stevie, just got to let his head go and let him rip, mate.
All right. Well, he's going to be at big odds there, if you like, Signal Fire in race six. So good luck with that, Dino and Stephen. Stephen, in the cup itself, so you're looking after Travolta for Gay, but you got Post de France It's a massive chance, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he's a good chance. You know, he's a really hard little horse to train. You can't work him enough and you can't give him enough. He's a really good winded horse, so he sort of deceives you a little bit. You know, when you do give him a gallop, he always pulls up well. Always, you know, like I did a three-quarter a mile, 1,200 evens on Saturday morning and ran along 800 and pushed him to the line. And something played up behind him coming off the track and he got his tail in the air and started snorting and trotting down the track, you know. So you just can't hurt him. He's a tough little bugger. But you really have to read him a little bit. He ran in the 1,900 and he just petered on his run the last bit, but I'm pretty sure that he's spot on for today.
He's an $8.50 chance in the cup. Stephen, what makes a good Darwin horse?
Yep. They've got to be tough.
Probably not Poste France, but we're trying. Look, their feet had a lot to do with it. You know, wet trackers, it's a fallacy that wet trackers go up here. Wet trackers definitely don't go in Darwin. You know, dead set wet trackers, as I've heard before. But I think, you know, over the years, we've seen horses. Eight Bills was a classic dirt tracker, you know, because of his feet and the kindness to their joints and knees. And he did well. He won the Palmerston last year. So, I don't think it's any science, but if they handle it well, they're always hard to beat, you know. Neil Dyer got a couple that are really hard to beat on the dirt. Yeah.
Well, the horse that won the Palmerston on Saturday, Moss and Time, Christian Lees, used to train in Newcastle. It's now won, I think, 7 in a row at Alice and also here. Well, it flew round here Saturday, although there was a couple of unlucky runners in the race. But speaking of Saturday, African Pulse, you're not backing it up today? Any dramas out of Saturday?
No, not backing him up. It's just, you know, I don't think it was any use running him. He's a speed horse and he's a fresh horse, so the freshness has gone out of him. He was always a little bit tardy away, and once they crossed him, you know, he just got his head in the air and didn't handle the dirt. So he had to really jump well and keep his head in front to win him. So yeah, it didn't happen.
Steve, anything else we should know?
What do you mean?
Well, one of your runners for our listeners.
I think probably our best would be a horse called Kiavan, the Givens horse. Black Fusion and to a lesser extent Poste France, I suppose, you know, but I think Saturday was probably our day.
Right.
But in saying that, those three horses are probably our best bets for the day.
Stephen, always great to chat, mate. I hope you have a terrific Darwin Cup day and thanks very much for your time.
No worries, thanks for that, fellas.
Well done. Stephen Brown there. So it looks like the Darwin operation, Dino, might be getting shut down there for Stephen Brown or still be supporting the carnival, but means he's going to have a real red hot go down there in Melbourne. He's a great horseman.
Yeah, he is. And talking with him a couple of weeks ago, he's purchased a farm just out of Melbourne at Seymour, and you can tell he's a territorian. He's trained for people on big stations because he said, "I bought a block of land at Seymour," and then he expanded a bit later and said it was 400 acres. So
that would be Seymour itself, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it's
much.
Like getting people to tell you here. It's where's that place? Oh, it's just over the hill.
Yeah,
you know, it'll be right. Yeah,
but there's 25. No hills. Here,
it's 25 minutes in a taxi or something like that. Yeah, it's just over that hill. Yeah.
If you find a hill, let me know, will you? It's pretty flat up here in the top end. We'll take a short break, come back with some of your thoughts. 13:53:53.
Beautiful Coffs Harbour is in the spotlight with their annual Cup Carnival. This Wednesday, Sportsman Race Day and Coffs Harbour Cup Day Thursday will supply some thrilling action. Form analyst Gary Cleese and race caller Anthony Collins will have everything covered on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Say hello, say hello.
Break the mould and sell your thoroughbred a different way. Enter your rising two-year-olds now for the Star Ready to Race sale. Entries close Friday, August 7.
Details and entry forms, see inglis.com.au.
This is Punter's Postmortem. Want to get something off your chest? Call us on 13 53 53, SMS 0419 767 272, or send us a tweet at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Let's get back on Punter's Postmortem, taking your thoughts. Ronnie Duffacy in Sydney, Dean Lester, and then we've got Glenn and myself up here in Fenny Bay, which is gorgeous, and already the people are now in the track, the early people getting their best positions for a big, big day. You can imagine how they're going to be, Ronnie, come 5:35 this afternoon.
Just thinking what you're going to be like is bad enough.
I'll be all right. Big game early night. We're professional.
He's reminded me 50 times, I'm glad I had a quiet day yesterday. Geez, I'm glad I had a quiet day yesterday. Yeah. As if, you know, it's... What, you know, well, mate, you don't have to go out here, TK.
It's just a sign of professionalism.
Mm.
Well, when I'm the only person home and everyone else in the world's out, it's quite a sacrifice, you know. Let's keep taking calls. Hello, Balmain Max.
G'day, TK, mate. Hope you're enjoying it up there, son.
Well, mate, I've got to tell you, and I say it every year, if you haven't been, do it once at least.
No, I was up there last year, mate. Very good.
Good stuff.
Mate, I wanted to talk to Dino and Duff, mate, about Liberin.
Yep. They're here?
The European horse that's now with Chris Waller.
Yes.
Mate, I want to know how they rate it with Snow Sky and Fame Game.
Well, Ronnie's just spent the past 6 weeks.
Yeah, he'd know
you
better
think,
than
you
I.
You think he'd know?
Yeah. Which horse is it, Max?
Liberin.
Liberin.
Liberin. You've lost me there.
Libran, mate. Yeah.
Probably would have been better asking Ronnie about restaurants in Milan.
Yeah,
or something
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. Yeah. A suntan cream in the Mediterranean. What's available now, Dino? Libran.
No, it's not for me at this stage. I can't.
Balmain Max is very keen on this horse.
Obviously.
Yeah. What do you rate against Fame Game and Snow Sky, Dino?
No, I don't do enough form over there, Max. When they get here, I get interested in them, and so I couldn't line them up at this stage. Sorry.
What do you think, Max? You're obviously
mate,
pretty
mate,
keen
he's
on
a pretty
it.
Pretty smart horse, mate. Yeah.
Yeah.
But mate, I thought Fame Game. He's $14 favourite for the Melbourne Cup, but I thought him more suited to Cox Plate Day, mate. The Cox Plate.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, well, it's as you said, Fame Game's $14 to win the Melbourne Cup with tab.com.au. Liberin's a $21 chance. Well, in between those horses is Hartnell at 16. Sign off. How's he coming along, Dino?
I wouldn't think Sign Off will be running in this year's Melbourne Cup.
No, I thought you said when he picked up that little problem that, you know, and that was, what's that now, 6-8 weeks ago, that it could be, what, a 6-8 month injury or something?
Yeah, he'll run in the spring, but it'd be right at the back end, I would think. He's still just in the early stages. I mean, the entries haven't closed yet. I don't think he'll be entered.
What's the Japanese horse, Glenn, that they've said is coming and it's been pretty good in the market?
Looking at the market, as I said, Fame Game 14, Hartnell 16, Sign Off and Snow Sky 18, Almandan, Libran, Mongolian Khan, Protectionist, Trip to Paris and Who Shot the Barman 21. Bunday is, well, he's a Japanese horse, 26. Yep. Big Orange Contributor, Delicacy, the WA filly there, $26. Hoko Brave, Last Impact. They're all $26 chance there. You know, yeah. Pornochet's a $26 chance. Red Cadeau, he's probably, you know, just about right for Melbourne Cup. Yeah.
Seasoned enough?
he thinks he's probably 12 months away from being, you know, the right horse to bring here.
Mate, he's that seasoned, he could be in Darwin.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. Mm. Yes, mate?
Yeah, mate, I've got a mate. My mate owns a favourite up there. Light of the night, but I tell you the results last year was Saturday Sorcerer won it.
Yeah, and lost the race after a positive
trainer
swap.
Got suspended.
Yeah, from Adelaide, yeah.
Pretty Blonde run second and was awarded the cup, and Light of the Night was run second. So I'll be keeping an eye on Pretty Blonde as well, mate.
Yep.
Yeah, there'll be plenty
okay,
here.
Fellas.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks very much. All the best and enjoy your show. Bye.
Don't worry. We'll be keeping an eye out for Pretty Blonde. 13:53:53. Craig's there. Hi, Craig.
G'day, how you going?
Good, mate. Really well, Craig. Yeah.
Just a couple of questions probably for Dino. Like, I just wanted to know about Darren Gauchy. He seemed, he seems to be picking up a lot of rides. Was that an attitude thing with him? Like, he used to be one of the best jockeys running around, and then for a year or two, he seemed to just get one ride at Terang on a Friday and never rode in Metropolitan meetings, and now he seems to be picking up a few rides again. Is that just
not his attitude, more the attitude of connections. Yeah, I think just a bit out of favour. Not through anything that the Gouch has really done other than, you know, he wasn't probably getting the winners he should have. So if he wanted to keep riding, he was sort of riding at the lesser venues. But he's had a good go whilst the jockeys have been away. Hopefully he's got a few contacts back that he may have lost over the past few years.
Yeah, because I just seen a show with Wayne Hawks about 6 or 8 months ago, and he rated him one of the best riders in the world when he had the good horses running around. So I'll tag it on that. Anyway, just a query. Thank you.
Good on you. Well done. No, we welcome them. Darren Gauchy back, riding well.
He's going along. He's had a heap, as the caller said, he's had a heap of rides in the last couple of months, which is another good thing to keep your eye on.
Is he unfairly labelled, Dean, as can only ride leaders?
Yeah, he is a bit. Yeah, a lot, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Because every time he seems to ride a winner and it's up on the speed, oh, well, that's Darren Gouchy. That's what he's best at. Well, he is very, very good.
He's got a great understanding of pace. Even on Saturday, ran second on Lord Durandy. And he was midfield when the pace went out of the race. They were going too slow, so he just zipped around, sat outside the lead, and put the horse in the race and gave it a chance to win.
Is that a lost art? Now, Ronnie, I know when you're a kid riding...
It appears to be, Glenn, doesn't it?
You basically got educated, didn't you, Ronnie, when you're riding work, you know, the clock in your head business.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we've got a couple of really good judges of speed here in Sydney. I think Shin and Bowman are great judges of speed. Now, our top jockeys adapt pretty quickly because they're game to make a decision and overrule instructions. And, you know, the younger boy's probably not as game to disobey trainers' instructions when things don't go according to plan. And I think that's what it all comes down to. Half of them want to make a move but haven't got enough trust in their own judgment to do it in case it backfires on them.
We don't have that many junior jockeys in Sydney.
No,
you know,
I mean,
like we've got the best there is. They're entitled to make an... They're entitled to do something.
Yeah, they are. But still,
when you're talking about 3 kilo claimers who, you know, are making their way in life.
But they're terrified to go against. Well, we just the speed map, for example. Everyone tells you that this is how the race should be run. They're terrified if something happens to make the decision to throw those plans out the window and ride the race to suit themselves.
Yep.
Doesn't worry, Jay Cassidy.
We'll take a short break. He's back on Saturday. Bledisloe Cup Day. Jimmy will be back riding, so we look forward to that. And, of course, he'll be cheering for the Kiwis. We'll take a short break and come back with Andrew O'Toole, who's going to give us a great insight into the Darwin Cup.
Tab Talk is on Sky Sports Radio every morning at 10, bringing you just the right mixture of racing and sports betting.
Well, those odds you've just given, the $4.50 for England to win at Edgbaston, yeah, that sounds quite juicy, doesn't it?
With the Ashes cricket continuing, get daily updates along with NRL and AFL markets, plus key race interviews and markets. Every morning at 10, it's Tab Talk on Sky Sports Radio.
Months interest-free on now at Harvey Norman. That's zero interest, no deposit and no payments until July 2017. Home appliances, technology and entertainment, furniture, bedding and Manchester. All with 24 months interest-free. Zero interest, no deposit, no payments until July 2017. Approved applicants only. Minimum finance to about $300. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Hurry, limited time only. 24 months interest-free at Harvey Norman.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Codes of Practice, which have been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The codes relate to taste and decency, accuracy and fairness in news and current affairs and advertising. Copies of the codes are available from Commercial Radio Australia. If you feel a code of practice has been breached, your complaint should be made in writing and directed to the manager, Sky Sports Radio, GPO Box 4168, Sydney 2001.
Right now, Toyota Material Handling has a great offer on forklift rentals. Rent any forklift for 6 weeks or more and get an extra week's rent free. It could save you hundreds. Toyota Material Handling is Australia's number one in new and used forklift sales, short or long-term forklift hire and all forklift servicing. Call Toyota Material Handling now on 1-800-425-438 or visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Terms and conditions apply. Offer ends August 31.
Say hello.
There's no better place to trade your bloodstock than at the English Spring Thoroughbred Sale, Friday, August 14 at Newmarket, Randwick. Broodmares, yearlings and racing stock all included. Entries close this Friday. Go to English.com.au.
You're listening to Punters Postmortem. Have your say. Call us on 13 53 53, SMS 0419 767 272 or send us a tweet at Sky Sports Radio 1.
He wears many hats in the Northern Territory, and that's a good thing because the sun can do plenty of damage. But Andrew O'Toole joins us. He's the CEO of Thoroughbred Northern Territory, or Thoroughbred NT. He's also one of our experts on Sky Racing, and he'll be on the coverage, Glenn, with you and also Greg Radley right throughout the afternoon. He joins us. Hello, Andrew.
Morning, TK.
Yeah, mate, it's a terrific day. Another big build-up. We're already at the track, mate, and the people are flooding in already.
The phone hasn't stopped this morning, mate, since about 7:15. I'm just on my way, but I was struggling to have a shave and a shower with the phone going off all the time. But all in a good cause, mate, and looking forward to the day.
Mate, you're very, very passionate about your racing up here, and you never seem to be, you know, dulled by anything that's happening. You're always upbeat about everything, and mate, it just gets bigger and bigger all the time, doesn't it?
Certainly does, Glenn, and I think that probably comes from a little bit of our position in the country where we sit. In other words, at the top of Australia, we're pretty distant from a lot of the major jurisdictions. But the team certainly here at the Darwin Turf Club and in Alice Springs as well, they do a great job. And to Brett Dixon and Keith Stacey and all the team at the Darwin Turf Club, it's a huge build-up for this one day today. Obviously, the carnival's 8 days, but this is obviously the jewel in the crown, and a lot of work goes into it, as it does it at all the major centres for their big carnivals as well.
Tell us what you think of the Darwin Cup, mate. What's your appraisal? I know it can change throughout the day. I appreciate that, but what are your initial thoughts regarding the Darwin Cup?
Yeah, I think it's a fairly strong field overall. TK, it's you've got those couple of those three horses right at the top with the high ratings. I speak of Chris Caro, Travolta, and Light in the Night. Drops away a little bit then down to the mid band of horses, sort of around that early 80s ratings. And of course, we've got Storm Approach that got in as an emergency just last night with a scratching of Whistle Stop. He's a 74 rater, but overall, I think the rating of the race is quite strong, probably as strong as we've seen for a number of years, and should produce a pretty good contest. And of course, we've got a very warm favourite in Light in the Night.
How do you see it?
I can't see him getting beat, really, TK. I think he's the best horse in the race. He's had a perfect preparation. Gary Clark, master trainer, and Hugh Bowman, of course, we don't need to say any more about him. He's just a phenomenal rider. I think he's the horse to beat, and I really think that only bad luck might be his downfall.
All right. Do you have one other one you can tell our listeners before we let you go?
In the cup or on the day?
No, on the day.
I think the bet of the day, mate, it comes in race four, and it would be number 8, Dancing Poetess. It's had only the 4 runs in the top end, 2 wins and, or 3 runs rather, 2 wins and a win in 2 seconds. It'll make it 2 wins in 2 seconds today. That's what I'm trying to say.
Andrew, thanks very much for your time, mate. Look forward to seeing you on the coverage right throughout the afternoon.
Thanks very much, boys. Cheers.
Andrew O'Toole there, one of our experts, but also the CEO of Thoroughbred NT, and a pretty good judge as well.
Yeah, so, yeah, he tipped a few winners Saturday. We got blown out in the quaddy. We went into the quaddy on Saturday, but got blown out by Stephen Brown, actually, riding the 25-1 chance. But we'll be back
obviously
again today.
Obviously, he's the reason I don't get an invite up there. He's too good.
Actually,
he's the local form
good.
Man, isn't he?
And he's smart.
Yeah.
He's
very generous too, Ronnie. So that leaves you with another
shouts, does he?
Well, he's put in over winter. He hasn't gone travelling the world, I suppose,
no,
too.
No, that's exactly. The other thing. Now, Japanese Fell Swoop, Golden Falls. Ronnie, what about coming out of the meeting at Rosehill Gardens? What was your horse to follow?
Probably, I'd prefer to follow a couple from during the week. I just
yeah,
a little
sure,
bit wary
fine.
Of... Yeah, there was a horse on Wednesday called I'll Take the Jag who made his debut. I think he's a horse of the future. He's John Sargent. He's by High Chaparral, so he's got a bit of a pedigree there to train on. And there was one at Gosford, and I think he's related to Puissance de Lune, a horse called His Majesty. He can go through the classes as well. So I'll Take the Jag and His Majesty.
Okay, I'll Take the Jag. And
Ronnie says that to Cheryl every week.
Which
leaves
one?
Leaves her with the Benz. Ronnie takes the Jag.
Thank you. Well, she is Her Majesty. There's no doubt about that. Dino, what were your horses to follow?
Probably out of the same race, TK, race 6, which was won by Valiant Warrior that you mentioned. But Mighty Like is better over a little bit further. He ran really well first up. Looked fantastic. Best I've ever seen him look. And Tortine, the bias was against her on Saturday. There's a meeting there in 3 weeks. I expect the rail will be out a few metres. She'll just lead up and probably win. So Mighty Like and Tortine.
Dino, can I get your opinion? I sound like Kurt here.
Yes.
I noted Grand Emperor in the... He might be one to follow. Couldn't get a run. Was absolutely luckless. Copped about 4 checks, but
minimum,
you know, like in the same class.
Yeah, if he runs in that sort of grade, he can win his next start for sure. I thought he'd win on Saturday, and you're right. He just had a dead set luckless run. He's a long way into his preparation, But yeah. He should have gone very close on Saturday.
And Dino, that horse that Mark Hunter tipped that won at Horsham yesterday, so does he. I noticed, you know, Mark just said, oh, well, it'll just win. So I made a point of watching it. What was its sort of form or capabilities from going on from yesterday?
Oh, look, that was its chance on Saturday. Like Mark, I was baffled that it didn't run on Saturday and they took the easier option at Horsham, and good on them, they got the prize. But I think, especially the way the day was panning out and the way that race was run, he'd have just swept around the outside and won on Saturday. So he can go to a 78 in town. That was a 71 yesterday, I think. So, but yeah, he's just a restricted horse.
Dino, a quick one. Angelo from Canberra, tell Dino thanks for Nikowski. Our Nikowski.
Yep.
16-1 on Friday he got.
Well done.
That's good shopping. That's really good shopping.
And Ronnie, I read something. Did you find Keep It To Yourself Saturday?
Oh, no. I just said he was the best paraded horse all day. You know, I should have. I said, on looks, you'd back him. On form, I had reservations. But unfortunately, hopefully someone backed him, but I didn't. I should have stuck to my judgment there.
And just a quick one here, Ronnie. What about John Thompson's horse at Doomben in the staying race? Wow, looks like it has a stack of potential. And also... Dankgar from the same meeting?
Yeah, look, I haven't had a chance to sit down and study the replays from Doomben, but I'll get to that.
Okay, and TK, if you get a chance, give the seafood smorgasbord a go at the jetty. Moss Trooper would struggle to jump over the crab claws. Peter, that's good advice. That could be the best tip of the day.
That's the best tip of the day.
Mm. Are they open this early? Because I'm tonguing for something to eat.
Ronnie, thank you, mate. Nice to have you back.
Good to be back.
Dino, always a pleasure, mate.
Thanks, TK. Backing the ruffian in the cup up there, too.
Oh, the ruffian. All right. Terrific. The ruffian for Dino. And Glenn, we look forward to your comments right throughout the day on Sky Racing.
Sky Thoroughbred Central. Yes. And good luck to all the people at Forbes for Forbes Cup Day. I reckon there'll be a few waking up a little bit dusty there after being at the services club last night.
It'll be a repeat dose tomorrow morning. It's 10 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your race day. Forbes Cup, Darwin Cup Day.